The day the boys went missing, it was November 10th in 1951.
I should have went with them. I know that. I mean, there's no way to get around that.
She says, oh my God, these boys are missing. So they all went down there looking. No sign of them. And there hasn't been a sign of them since.
Three kids missing, so there's a family of six, and then instantly it's cut in half, and now you only have three. You know, and where did these boys go? They went somewhere.
I'd like to make a plea to all you people to help us find our boys. If you just look everywhere, no matter where it is, just look everywhere. In your basements, in your attics, any place, they could be there.
I'm Jack Elhai, and this is Long Lost, a new investigative history series from Twin Cities PBS. I'm a longtime freelance writer who, over the years, has covered hundreds of stories on all kinds of topics. Usually, when I'm done with a story, I just move on to the next. But there is one story, the story of the missing Klein brothers, that has stayed with me and dogged me for the past 20-plus years. It all began in 1997 when I picked up a newspaper and saw an ad that said, seeking information about the three missing Klein brothers, Kenneth Jr., David, and Danny, who disappeared in November 1951. If you know anything, please call. And then a phone number was listed. The person who answered when I called was Betty Klein, the mother of the boys. When I met Betty, I would never have guessed her to be someone who had gone through an unimaginable family tragedy. She was warm. She was expressive. She was even cheerful. As I sat with her and her husband, Kenneth, at the kitchen table of their farmhouse, she plied me with a snack. Cookies, I think. She thanked me for coming, and I remember the warmth of her steady gaze. Then, after not too long, she brought out a box full of stuff. Newspaper clippings, police reports, and notebooks full of notes. Bringing out that box changed her. Now, she was a frustrated, determined advocate for her lost boys. Hearing Betty talk about the boys was one of the most moving experiences of my life. I was listening to a mother describe the worst loss you could possibly imagine. It was an old loss, but that made it feel even more painful. And yet, she expressed no despair or anger. I had trouble understanding that. I left them with one thought. Out there is something remembered, something buried, something lost, or something hidden that's a key to the future of the Klein family. Even more amazing is that without that key, the Kleins have somehow struggled ahead and tried to put their family back together. They are doing something that I probably couldn't. The strength of Betty and Kenneth Klein is unforgettable. Society completely let them down. So I did some research, wrote about it, but that was not the end. I kept in occasional touch with Betty and Kenneth after my first article was published. They thanked me for writing their family's story. I wanted to know if there were any new leads, but for a long time, nothing happened. Then, years later, I got an email from a Wright County Sheriff's deputy.
Yes, my name is Jessica Miller. Born and raised in Minnesota, northwest of the suburbs. Started thinking about a law enforcement career early on, first in my family to do so.
And Jessica told me that she was now investigating the case, long after the Minneapolis police had closed it. This was in 2013. She was circumspect and initially did not tell me why she was interested in the case or why she wanted a copy of my notes and research. She had seen the story I'd written back in 1998 and wanted to know what I still had. I felt protective of the Klein family and my work. Before I'd give her anything, I had to know why she was asking for it.
I mean, it's a very compelling case, you know, three kids missing. You know, this was a family. They had four boys and then dad, Ken, and mom, Elizabeth. And so there's a family of six. And then instantly it's cut in half and now you only have three. you know, and where did these boys go? They went somewhere. And they were never given those answers. And I couldn't imagine going through something like that, losing three kids and never having an answer, even all these years later.
She explained her investigation in her next email. Then her intentions shone through. I sent her what I still had, and I knew that this story was much bigger than I had imagined it. Jessica is an all-too-rare person who can convey her caring, her concern, and thoroughness all by the way she does her job. I immediately felt her respect for me and my work, as well as the outcome of this case. The Klein family was lucky to have her on their side.
The day the boys went missing, it was November 10th in 1951. The three younger boys, Danny, David, and Ken, ages 8, 6, and 4, were begging their mom to go to the park. They wanted to go to play at the park. And she kept telling them no, because Gordy, the oldest brother, had a knife sheath and he was fixing it. He was sewing it back up and he wanted to get that done. They begged and begged and she said, okay, you can go for a little bit. And then Gordy was gonna go and catch up with them.
This happened on a chilly Saturday afternoon. Betty Klein, the mother of the boys, was at this time 7 months pregnant with her fifth child. And her oldest child, Gordon, who was 9 years old at the time, stayed home with her as the younger boys went out to play in the park. Gordon felt a strong bond with his brothers, and at times they were all inseparable. The younger boys looked up to Gordon as their leader.
We were all going to go to the park. That was the plan for the day. And of course I had a knife case, hunting knife. And it was that time of the year anyway, that had broken out on the side, so I stayed home to fix that. And they went ahead of me. Later on, I went down to meet with them down in the park, and there was a big tree about where there used to be a sandbox there, a great big oak tree. And that's where we always met. And we really hung around that tree. It was on, it would have been the northwest corner of the park, you know. So we'd come down and go right across the street, and there, that was there, and that's where we'd meet. Yeah, I looked all over that park, they weren't there. I sure never thought at that time they could be gone, I know that.